to midnight. One
Happy New Year. A couple days early. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. And we've got Christmas behind us. We've got New Year's Eve right in this crosshairs. And we're looking forward to having a little bit of festivities to bring in 2019. And one of the things that we do help us celebrate is drink some really good microbrewed beer. What you thinking, Bob?
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for coming back with us and sticking around through the commercial break. Check out those commercials when you're listening to the Grilling Guys, because those are our sponsors. Those guys keep us on the air, and we love them and we need them, because this is a weekend show that is only here to serve you. And what we can do is take care of our sponsors and support their small businesses from Michigan. Another small business from Michigan that is not so small anymore. And Mr. Fonger, thank you so much for that beautiful Bing Crosby. That was nice. Or was that you? That was Bing? Okay. On the grilling line right now is somebody that we've been friends with for years now, and he's probably in the process of getting so big he won't talk to us anymore, but we're going to get one last interview out of Travis Fritz, Old Nation Brewing Company. How are you, buddy?
Good, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, you know how I'm doing, because I'm drinking Electron Brown, baby.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. You got a little bit of that caffeine kick there.
Yes. Yeah. I think something like that.
It is the morning. Right.
Yeah. Was it the caffeine? We don't know. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So I don't know how much we should push Electron Brown, because I don't think that's in distribution, is it?
It is, actually. Yeah, we released it to a relatively tight distribution footprint about a month and a half ago. And then we're expanding that footprint even right now. We just had a pretty decent shipment go out to our Michigan distributor. It is a Michigan-only beer.
Okay.
And we've been surprised. We didn't know what the response would be after all this IPA to putting a different beer on the market, but it's been pretty great.
Well, you know what I keep begging you to bring out? I won't bug you on the air about it. But the Electron Brown has the coolest picture job. How do you like that? How do you like the graphics of this thing? It's a little more complex than M43 in the graphics.
Yeah.
Is that not a cool – don't you want to be that guy on the can?
Right, yeah.
Who is that dude, Travis?
That's Ron Brown. Ron is an English guy. He grew up in Redcar, England, which is, in the sort of middle north part on the ocean there. And he was this – savant in terms, he passed away sadly 2 years ago, right around now, in fact I think December 12th when he passed away, not last year but the year before. He was there when we opened. He was an engineer. He's one of these savants, right? He's this guy who, you know, you hear about guys who can fix anything, and sometimes they can and sometimes they can't, and sometimes there are jobs that are too big for them or disciplines in which they haven't worked, and that wasn't Ron. I mean, he was this 74-year-old guy who came to us, you know, armed with these, you know, mechanical gadgets that looked like Korean War artifacts, but, you know, there wasn't a software issue he couldn't solve. There wasn't a mechanical issue he couldn't solve.
We call those guys, we say he was a wrench, because the guy,
he was a wrench.
And you have a wrench on the can, so that's perfect. My dad was a wrench, and I get that. So we're talking right now with Travis Fritz from Old Nation Brewing Company out of Williamston, Michigan. One of the beautiful things is I have a great client right in Williamston, and it's called Briggs Mechanical, and I got to see him last week, and then I stopped and saw you, and you were kind enough to give me a little bit of this Electron Brown and something else that we call Boss Tweed, which my boys absolutely love.
Great.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Old Nation. You were just on a few months ago, and you gave them the story, but in case people didn't hear, what's the history?
My brewing partner and I, Nate, have been brewing together for about 10 years here in Michigan, together. Independently, we've been professional brewers for about 16, 17 years apiece. Opened up Old Nation in order to kind of pay homage to the beers that we, grew up making as apprentices and as journeymen, which were really traditional, generally European styles, as you, you know, suggested, Pilsner and stuff like that, but also Belgian beers and English beers. And, we were very positive on that style package when we opened. It was something that was happening on the East and West Coast. Wasn't happening here in Michigan. Our first foray were good beers, but not anything like what people were really interested in buying. So we pivoted, started making this new style of beer called New England IPA, really kind of got our hands completely inside of that style, and generated one that has performed really well for us. And so we went from, you know, our first 6 months of opening, so June to January of 2015, we were at 1,200 barrels. You know, we're close enough to the end of this year that I think it's fair for me to say we'll be just under a couple hundred barrels under 20,000 barrels this year.
Wow.
Which is a big increase.
In 3 years, right, Travis?
Yeah, in 3 years.
That's amazing, brother. Congratulations. Yeah, good for you. Thanks. Because you know what? We've known you for a long time, but when M43 came out, I remember that I was at a drinking establishment, and it was new, and I tried one, and I'm like, oh, my God, this stuff is unbelievable. And I came back to Bob, and I'm like, Bob, have you heard of this M43? And he goes, no, I don't think I had, because it had just come out. And I said, but it's from Old Nation. He goes, oh, it's got to be good then. I'm like, dude, this is the best beer I've had in a long time. And kudos to you, man, because you did hit your home run, right?
Well, thanks. Yeah, well, we had enough at-bats, man. 4 million monkeys in a room for 4 million years to write Shakespeare. It feels like one of those kind of things, you know?
So the M43 has a big brother, and we call him Boss Tweed.
That is the boss, yep.
That's a big beer.
That's a big beer, and it's, you know, that one is not eclipsing M43, but has really come into its own this season, and not just in Michigan. I mean, you know, all over Ohio and, you know, Illinois, and in Chicago here in the next couple of weeks, and, you know, down as far as Atlanta and as far afield as Greece and Iceland, we've been sending that beer to great response. M43 is our baby, and it's getting great reviews wherever it goes. The Boss Tweed is a real close second now, and boy, we couldn't be happier with, as you say, a home run, and even a standing double is good enough. Two good hits like that are something we didn't expect.
So somebody that doesn't know what your style of beer is, this New England or New Orthodox IPA, tell us the difference. I know what I think, but I'd like to hear it from you.
Right. Well, visually, you know, IPAs have tended to be historically bright, which means clear, more or less, right? They have color, but you can see through them. And so visually, this beer is much different in that respect. Very, very cloudy. And that has to do with the grains that we use. There's, and this is all in the can. It's not proprietary information. There's oat, a great deal of oat malt, which is not a normal necessarily grain to use in beer. And then a fair amount of wheat malt as well. And that and the amount of hops that we're using all kind of come together in order to make that cloudy style of beer that we have now. But I think what's more important is the way that this beer tastes. It is not anywhere near as bitter as most IPAs, and really carries the same bitterness as a European Pilsner might, particularly a North German Pilsner, which is relatively moderate when compared to most IPAs. And the flavor of the hops that we're using, new kinds of hops from the Pacific Northwest primarily, is that of mango and citrus and, you know, oranges and grapefruit and all of this kind of tropical fruit coming from the hops. And it's also the way that we use those hops that gives that huge flavor and really impactful aroma in this beer. But we're overloading the beer, frankly, with hops in order to get this really bright aroma. So,
and that's really, and that's done in a dry hop fashion. You're overloading dry hop.
Overloading dry hops, yeah. So we're hopping in the hot side. So that's to say, in the brew house, when we're actually where you would generally add hops.
Cooking it.
But mostly, as you say, we're doing it in the fermenter, which means once the beer is at or close to the end of fermentation, we're capitalizing on a process that yeast goes through called biotransformation, which makes the flavor of these hops that we're using even more impactful.
Now you're over my head. Buddy, we're out of time. Travis Fritz, Old Nation Brewing Company. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. You're making all of Michigan proud. If you haven't had an M43, go get one. And if you're lucky enough, find Electron Brown. You can go to Williamston, Michigan, and find Old Nation Brewing Company. Don't expect to see Travis. The boy's busy. We'll see you, pal.
See you now. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, if you can't figure out that guy knows beer, then you don't know what you're listening to. But coming up next, we're going to talk about a little bit of party foods and maybe some of Bob's Buffalo Chicken Dip. Stick with us. We'll be back.
How can our love go wrong if we start the new year.